have quite a lengthy resume already, but what do you think you can add to your legacy by playing in this offense with this group of skilled players?
Well, it's a twofold kind of answer. Individually and personally, I expect to bring the intensity and the level of play that I played with the last 9 years. I plan to bring that to this offense, which then, really open things up, not only in the running game, but in the passing game, allows for us to be balanced as an offense. And then to add into my resume, it allows for me to hopefully play in the postseason. I mean, this organization and what this team has done over the last 5 years, I've seen from afar and, I've admired it from afar and, giving me a chance to be a part of it now.
There's been the talk about, what you can do to help other guys in this offense. What do they do to help you as well, too, to open up what you're able to do?
Well, the one thing about it, in a new environment, in a new setting, that you always have to learn how to adapt. If that be it scheme, different teammates, or whatever it is, the way the coordinator calls plays, you have to learn to adapt. So you got to get out of your comfort zone and open yourself up to newness. And I think that's what I've been working on this training camp this spring. And, seeing guys... like I said, they've been so successful in what they do. I'm taking a little bit from what I haven't seen before and added, to the way I prepare myself.
Yeah. Steven, coming into a new setting, do you need all four of these preseason games? Or are you happy with two or three? Or just does your body tell you?
You know what? It's not so much about the games. I'm getting a lot of good work and a lot of good looks against our defense and what Mike Nolan does as a defensive scheme against our team. It's more about the repetition, like the 907, the team runs. I'm more concerned about that so I can get a gel and a feel for the offensive line. I think pass protection is more about attitude and technique, where when I'm running the ball, each and every carry presents different looks, and I want to really get a feel for the offensive line.
And you had said sometimes during the offensive line you only get that feeling when a guy kicks out a little bit further during a game. Is it starting to – you starting to notice those things a little bit more with your guys?
I'm starting to notice how certain guys, let's just say on a power play, certain guys will pull tighter, or some guys make a wider turn. It's a game of inches, and it shows up in little things like that because although as a running back, you want to be in a hurry, you have to have some type of patience to yourself. So I'm learning that. I'm learning the way of the scheme, the way we want to block things up. And in the grand scheme of things, this are the rules, but this is how my guys perform under the rules.
You see Coach Nolan's defense every day. Is that sort of frightening for an offense to see that, what he's throwing out every day, or are you just amazed with it?
It's really tough because Coach Nolan was in the NFC West some years ago with me, and to now see it every day in practice is a headache. It was a lot easier just preparing it for twice a year, but to see it every day, the different looks, the combination of blitzes and personnel packages that he puts together, it really makes for us to have to think, communicate, which is going to make us better.
Is it also one of those things you're probably not going to see anything worse than this when you play anywhere? You're going to see everything you're going to see?
Well, the thing about it is, as an offense, we like to think that we're going to put the defense on their heels and we're going to be in attack mode. So for us to see a defense that presents a lot of different combinations of pressures and packages, and for us to be able to still have the same approach of attack, it makes for us to be a dangerous offense.